I don't like seeing all the bad news on TV. They're always talking about something terrible.
It can seem like this world is out of control, but remember, God's got a handle on it. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. I'm not a fan of spending too much time catching up on all the news because most of the time it's just so negative. I'm sad to hear about all the bad things that are happening. If you ever feel overwhelmed by the news too, then do what I do and remember Psalm 145:9. It says, "The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made." And now for our story. It's entitled, Seeing the Good. Adeline frowned at the TV. Wind was whipping around in the news video being shown. She trembled as the wind knocked a tree into a house. The reporter on the TV didn't sound scared, but Adeline didn't like what she was seeing.
"Oh no!"
Adeline covered her eyes as the reporter moved from talking about the tornado to talking about a robbery.
"Adeline!" Her grandpa sounded startled. "I didn't know you were in here."
She heard the creak of his recliner. Adeline pulled her hands down from her face and looked at the TV. It was now blank. She let out a relieved breath. Grandpa nodded toward the door.
"We don't need to watch that. Let's go outside and focus on something good."
Adeline stepped out into the yard, smiling when Grandpa had her stop to smell his favorite rosebush. Everything seemed happier away from the TV.
"Our neighbors brought home a new baby," Grandpa said. "He looks as small as you when you were born."
He pointed down the street. "People have been coming and going at their house, bringing them food and gifts." Grandpa pointed out a bed of marigolds. "I always thought those looked like little cheery suns."
"They do,"
Adeline smiled again. "I want you to remember something." Grandpa crouched down to pet the neighbor's dog that had run into their yard. "All that stuff you see on TV, all that dark stuff, even as that's going on, there are good things happening too. We shouldn't just focus on the bad and ignore the good."
"But why do they show all that?" asked Adeline. "Why do you watch it?"
"I like to know what's going on," Grandpa said. "I want to know how I can pray for others who are hurting. But I don't get so caught up in it that I forget God is still good and that he's always blessing us. We need to see the beauty in the world and not just the bad. We need to remember that Jesus loves us and that he died and rose again to save the world. We need to trust that God is working out his plan to make everything right one day."
He waved his arms around. "All of this, nature and the people living around me, they remind me that God is good." So, how about you? Does watching the news ever make you feel sad and afraid? It can be hard to hear about all the bad things going on in the world, but remember, there are good things happening too. God loves us so much, he sent his son to die for us, and he's at work in the world. He fills our lives with good things and promises to end sin and suffering forever one day. Remember that he is good, and enjoy his blessings all around you. Our key verse is Psalm 145, 9.
"The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made."
And our key thought for Sunday, God is good. You know what? I love to hear from listeners like you. So if you ever have a question about God, the Bible, or today's story, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of the questions we received from kids like you. And who knows, your question might be in the next issue. So, send your questions my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/azach. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.